Things are possible.
Tiri kutendere kuti zvinhu zvese zvinokwanisika.
Turn in your Bibles this morning to 1 Samuel chapter 1.
Tiendei mabhaibheri edu kuna Samuel wekutanga.
While you're turning to save time, I just greet you in the name of the Lord.
Tichivhura mabhaibheri ndinokwanisai muzita raIshe.
Very excited and happy to be a part of this convention.
Ndiri kunzwa manyukunyuku kuva ndiri pakati penyu.
My heart stands in awe.
Moyo wangu uri kumira muna zvose
of this larger gathering of believers.
Kuunga pakati pevanhu vakawanda kudai.
I'm just awed by it.
Ndiri kushamiswa zvikuru.
And I'll never be able to come close to remembering all the names.
Handifunga kuti ndingazosvika pandingarangarira mazita ese.
But because you're here, gathered around this message, it shows that God knows your name. And we may not be able to remember one another's names. But your name was written in heaven before the foundation of the world.
I
just wanted to say greetings to my wife. She was not able to come with me. I miss her very much. But she has to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to watch these services. And so she's watching this morning. So everybody say hello to my wife. Honey, I love you. I will be home on Thursday. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
How many appreciate our pastor, brother Chesa?
Chesa.
Oh, come on, let's give him a greater hand than
God
that.
Hallelujah.
Certainly fallen in love with him since we got to know him.
And
he's a small man, but he's got a big vision.
Can you
say amen?
Amen.
Let's turn in the scriptures here and read together 1 Samuel chapter 1.
Tiende kuna Samuel yekutanga chapter 1.
Now there was a certain man of Ramath-Pholim of Mount Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, the son of Jerem, the son of Elo, the son of Tehu, the son of Zoh, and an Ephraite.
Zvino, kwaiva nemumwe murume akanga ari kubva. Zvino, kwakanga kune mumwe murume wakanga achibva kuRamathran, uyo kugomo reEphraim. Iye aiva nezita rainzi Elkana, mwana wakomana waJerobhoamu, uye akanga ari mwanakomana waElihu, mwanakomana waZifa.
And he had two wives. The name of the one was Hannah, and the name of the other was Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children.
Zvino iye akanga ane madzimai maviri, Hannah na Peninnah. Zvino Peninnah akanga asina mwana.
And this man went up out of his city yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. And the two sons of Eli, Ophni and Phinehas, the priests of the Lord, were there.
Zvino murume uyu waikwira nguva yega yega gore negore kuShiloh achienda kunopira. Vanakomana vaEri, Phinehas na Ophni vanga varipo.
And when the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave to Peninnah his wife and to her sons and her daughters portions.
Zino iye nguwa ya kati ya sika, Elkana akapa kuna Penina, mzimai wake, uye kuna Hana, chikamu chake.
But unto Hannah he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah, but the Lord had shut up her womb.
Kuna Hana, akam aimupa, aimupa nepakuru, nekuti iye, aida Hana zikuru.
And her adversary also provoked her sore, for to make her fret, because the Lord had shut up her womb.
Nokuda kokuti Hana, akanga avarwa chizvaro chake, asina mwana, mumwe wake, Penina aimushungurudza zvikuru.
And as she did so year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her. Therefore she wept and did not eat.
Naizvozvo aiti nguva yese paikwira kuimba yaJehovha, mumwe uyu Penina aimushungurudza zvikuru kusvikira Hana waitadza kudya. Asi achichema kuna Jehovah.
And then said Elkanah her husband to her, Hannah, why weepest thou, and why eatest thou not, and why is thy heart grieved? Am not I better than 10 sons?
Zino, Elkanah akati kumudzimai wake, nai Hana, unochemeiko, ko sei urikuregera kudya, ko inini handipfuure vana gumi here kwauri?
So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest sat upon the seat by the post of the temple of the Lord.
Zvino Hana akamuka akaenda kuShailo, ipapo akasvika mimba yaJehovha, Eri wakanga aripo akagara pachigaro chake cheuprisita.
And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore.
Iye akatanga kurwadziwa akachema neshungu kuna Jehovha.
And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid and remember me and not forget thine handmaid, but wilt thou give thine handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head.
Zvino iye akapika kuna Jehovha akati, Ishe Jehovha, kana mukarangarirawo zvenyu murandakadzi wenyu mukamupa mwanakomana, ini ndichamukumikidza kwamuri mazuva ose oupenyu hwake.
Let's pray.
Tinamatei.
Heavenly Father, we commit the service to you this morning. We pray that you will take each soul that's here and those that are listening different places. We pray the word would just be anointed by your Holy Spirit to take it to the soul of everyone, Father. We stand in need of you. We feel unworthy to stand here today. Many other worthy ministers, Lord, to come here. But Lord, we want to yield ourselves to you. And we pray the word will find its place. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask it. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. You may be seated. I want to speak from the scriptures here this morning. And my text shall be the little change needed. A little change needed.
A little
change needed.
Shanduko diki irikudiwa.
In the scripture here we have a man named Elkanah.
Mumagwaro mutaverenga pamusoro pemurume anonzi Elkanah.
He has 2 wives.
Elkana angane madzimai ake mairi.
And we must realize today in the church, in the Christian church, we have 2 groups within the Christian church.
Tino cherechedza kuti pakanharaunda dzechechi yemakristu tine mapoka maviri.
A wise virgin and a foolish virgin.
Mandara benzi nemandara yakangwara.
But we know that Hannah, being one of these wives, Hannah had a different purpose for her life.
Hana anga ari mudzimai waElkana anga ane donzo rakasiyana muupenyu hwake.
Hannah by predestination had a different purpose for her life.
Hana akanga akatemerwa donzo rakasiyana nevamwe.
By God's grace this morning, I believe your life has a different purpose.
Iwe nenyasha dzaMwari ndotenda kuti upenyu hwako hune chinangwa chakasiyana.
You're not called to the same calling as others. You have a special calling. The bride has a special purpose. And so thus we can never compare ourselves with someone else. Hannah desired a child. Just like any other woman would. Every woman desires to have a child. Hannah desired to have a child. But God had chosen her for more than just that. She was not to bring forth just something normal.
Hallelujah.
But she was supposed to bring forth something different. According to the purpose of God. What she was to bring forth was not just another baby. But she was to bring forth a prophet. She was supposed to bring forth the promise of that age. So this just wasn't another baby. This baby was the promise of the hour. And she was the only one meant to bring that promise forth. As we look in the Bible, we see many of the women who type the bride. I don't know if you noticed, but many of those women who type the bride, they were barren, they couldn't bring forth children. Sarah,
Rebecca,
Rachel, and others, they were the called women of God, and they were barren. And many times around them, other women were having babies. The other wives were bringing forth something. And they had to watch while the other ones were being prosperous to bring forth those children. And this became grievous to them. Because they wanted to have a child. But something held it back. Because they're not supposed to have just any child. Something special is to come forth from their life. And it was held by a promise of God. Just holding there many times. Until something happened. There was a delay in the baby coming forth. But praise the Lord. It eventually came. Because it has to come. Though there is a delay, this bride will bring forth all the promise of this age. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But it has to come forth according to the promise. It has to come forth in God's time. It cannot be manufactured. It cannot be manhandled. Some of these women tried to manufacture it. They tried to make it happen. Sarah said, take my other wife, have it through her. And she tried to produce the promised son in her own strength. In her own reasoning. And how many years in this message have we seen men try to produce the fruits of this message? And in sincerity. They try to produce the thing that it's supposed to produce. But we do not need to manufacture anything. God will finish His promise in His time. His way. Don't forget that the women of the Bible who desired to bring forth a child, there was a mystery within that itself. Women in the Bible, they craved to have a child. And that craving was not just to have a little baby so she could mother the baby. There was a spiritual mystery deep inside of them. It was so important that they be a part of continuing the seed of God. That was their craving on the inside. A spiritual mystery. I must receive the seed. The promise
seed.
And bring forth. And they were willing to do many strange things to get the seed. And in Tamar is an example of that.
Tama, de mumwe wavo, Tamari.
All the women in their nature.
Va madzimai muhunu wavo.
Even the sisters sitting here today.
Kunyanga andadzi dzedu dzatigere nadzo idzi.
You know, they can have a lot of possessions of life.
Vangawane havo pfuma nezvinhu zvakawanda mupenyu.
They can have a lot of things of life.
Vangave ne zvakawanda mupenyu.
And they enjoy when the husband gets them a gift. But for a woman bringing forth a child, that's better than anything. It brings a completion to them. It brings a completion in their heart. And a satisfied feeling that nothing else in this world can bring. And that's why yesterday I spoke of the cry of the bride's heart. She's crying for this to come to the finish. She's crying for this to be completed. How many believe that this morning? Now, Hannah was a doubly blessed woman. Doubly blessed. Her husband gave portions to his other wife and portions to the sons.
Elkanah.
But the Bible says that he gave Hannah a double portion. And the Bible says her husband loved Hannah more. So now look at this woman. She's chosen. She's favored by God. She's favored by her husband. She's the favorite of the two. And not only that, she's in the predestinated plan of God to bring forth a prophet. And her husband gives her a double portion. She's the true bride. with a double portion. And she's favored of God. Let me tell you this morning, if you're the bride of Jesus Christ, don't let the devil tell you anything. You're highly favored of the Lord this morning. But with all of this, still, her womb was shut. And it says God shut up her womb. With all of this, there's something that holds back from her conceiving and bringing forth. She's chosen, she's blessed. She has a double portion of God's blessing. She goes to worship every year with her husband. She's doing what she's supposed to do. She loves the Lord. And she's going to church. And she went every year she goes, she prays, God, give me a child. I want a child so I can hold. So I can take care of him. And she prayed this every year. Besides this, though, she had an adversary.
Anga ane mandu.
That provoked her. Spoke to her mind constantly. Doesn't that sound familiar with our lives? We have an enemy. And he's the same enemy in America as he is here. He's the enemy of the bride of Jesus Christ. The one with the promise. The one that will bring forth. She has an enemy. And as I said yesterday, there's an increase in the enemy's attacks against the message and against you who is bearing the message. And every year that Hannah went to church, every year passed on, the increase of the enemy's pressure came. And she became more provoked. She became more sad in bitterness. And her husband tries to comfort her. You know, he's got a depressed wife. And he don't know what to do with her. Elkanah says, Hannah, please. Every time we go to church, you're sad. Please, be happy. It's difficult for a husband sometimes to kind of draw his wife out into happiness. And he says, Hannah, come on now. I know you want a son. And he even says, he said, ain't I? What about me? I'm better than 10 sons. I think that's so funny. A husband trying to cheer up his wife. Come on, you don't need a little boy. I'm better than 10 little boys. I'm pretty good. Now, it would appear like that God is holding this up. But I want to get to my point this morning. And my text. What's holding this up? there is a little change needed in
Hannah.
She needs something deeper before this can come to pass.
Can you say amen?
You have to ask the question, what's holding this up? But something was deeper needed in Hannah. A little change was needed in her. And we see this happen in verse 11. She comes to church. The same as she did every year. The same prayer. God help me. I want a child. There's nothing wrong with that prayer. But it's held back. But this year when she came, there's a change in her. There's a change in her attitude. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And she goes deeper than asking for a child.
Hannah.
She says, Lord, if you'll give me this child,
hallelujah,
then I will give this child back to you. Now that was a deeper prayer. I
want
to ask you, where did that inspiration come from? Where was she pulling from to ask this deeper prayer? She's tapping into the very mind of God.
Hallelujah.
Can you say amen? Something changed in her heart. She caught a revelation. And now she's not just asking for a child. Now she's asking according to what's in the mind of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And there was a change in her attitude.
This is
an amazing thing. For a woman now who wants a child, she wants it for herself.
But now
there's a change in Hannah's heart. There's a greater step of humility and unselfishness. And for a woman to be able to say, I still want my child, but Lord, if you give me this child, I will not keep it. I will give it back to you. She's no longer thinking of herself. It's not about herself anymore. The inspiration for this came from God. But Hannah dies to her selfish motives. And all of her selfishness. Let me preach a little bit now. I'm preaching that there needs to be a little change in our lives. There's still too much selfishness in us. In the message, there's still too much pride in us. Sometimes we say, we're waiting on God to fulfill the promise.
Dzimwe mbatiro chaiwa takamirira Jehovah, takamirira Jehovah kuti azadzikise vimbiso.
But I present to you this morning.
Mangwanana ano ndinokupai kuti.
Could it be?
Zvingave here?
That there's a little change needed in us.
Pane kashanduko kari kudiwa matiri.
See, a lot of times when we have selfishness, we can't see it ourselves. Most of the time when we have pride, we can't see it ourselves.
That
really, when it comes down to it, we got ourselves in mind. But God has to burn all of that out of us. So we find that Hannah here, she came this year, and if you still have your Bible open, she begins to pray different this time. Verse 12, and it came to pass as she continued praying before the Lord that Eli marked her mouth. Now Hannah, she spake in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drunken. And Eli said unto her, how long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee. And Hannah answered, said, no, my Lord, I am a woman of sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord.
And Hannah,
count not thy handmaid for a daughter of Baal, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto.
Yes, you know, ndiri kungodurura mwoyo wangu pana Jehovah neshungu dzangu pana Jehovah.
She said to Eli, I'm not a daughter of the world.
Andina eri ina ndisi muni mwanasikana wenyika.
I'm not drunken with the world.
Andina kunwa dhakwa nenyika.
I'm a daughter of God.
Ndiri mwanasikana
wa Mwari. I know who I am.
Ndiri kuziva kuti ndiri ani.
I know what God's going to bring forth from my life.
Ndiri kuziva zvinofanira kuberekwa mwari muupenyu wangu. Amen.
She knows her position in the word. Then Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him.
And
she said, let thine handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. There was a change in Hannah's attitude. There was a change in her selfishness. There was a deeper step in her prayer.
Akapidza chikero chemunamato.
And guess what?
Unoona kuti chi?
Everybody began to notice, even Eli.
Munhu wese akatanga kutoonawo kuti kana Elija chei akaonawo.
Because every year Hannah would come to the convention.
Nekuti gore negore Hannah aiuya ku convention.
And she was sad every year.
Akadonha uso.
And everybody knew.
Munhu wese aitoziva kuti
Hannah's going to be sad.
Ah, gore rine muchamona Hannah anenge akatsamwa mufunge.
And she sang a special every year. And it was the same special every year.
Special, yeah,
it was a song titled, Woe Is Me. And she sang it every year. Woe is me. Woe is me. Woe is me. I'm so burdened. Woe is me.
Namo kwandiri.
God bless you, brothers and sisters.
Aburuka hana. Atova pa stage akutenda zvake.
And she come back the next year.
Oh ya gore noya foot.
Says Sister Hannah's gonna sing a special.
Tina Sister Hannah jati imbira special.
And everybody goes, oh boy.
Munhu wese oto takutonzwiswa tsitsa.
Same special.
Ah, shame, shame.
Woe is me.
Namo kwandiri.
But this year,
asigurini,
when she came back,
paga toka,
there was a change.
Paga wane shanduko.
And everybody noticed it.
Munuweza kaona shanduko hii.
She started with a different prayer. It was an unselfish prayer. God, I won't take this child to myself. It's not about me. But it's about your glory. Your word coming forth in my life. Not about me. This bride has to grow into humility. So her prayer changed. Her worship changed. Her attitude changed. Until Eli looked at her. Says, she's drunk. She says, I'm not drunk. Something's happened to me. Something's different. I got a revelation. This thing is almost finished. This thing is almost done. The promise is almost here. They said, have Hannah get up and sing a special. And everybody goes, oh no, no, not the same special again. Not the same song. Oh, and Hannah gets up, she walks up the platform, she's smiling.
Glory! Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. It's good to be here this year. I'm feeling blessed of the Lord right now. And everybody goes, what happened to Hannah? She says, I got a special for y'all. And they go, oh, no, I hope it's not the same.
Oh. My way, my way.
No, she said, I got a new song.
Hallelujah. Amen.
See, the change is not in God.
Sanduko.
The change isn't in her church.
Sanduko.
The change isn't in the message.
Sanduko.
The change has happened in Hannah.
Sanduko, yaitika mna Hana.
She says,
Hana kat.
I'm getting ready to sing right now.
Yes, you know, Katira.
Everybody's listening.
Vanvesa Katira.
She goes, every praise is to our God. Every word of worship in one accord. Every praise. Every praise is to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory hallelujah to our God. Every praise, every praise is to our God. And everybody's going, whoa, Hannah, she got a new special.
She got a Hanaita special. Ita.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The Bible says her countenance was no longer sad. She was happy in the Lord.
Hana, akanga kutinyechu. Asinyechu kirapana Jehova.
Guess what?
Unaona kuti?
She don't even have the baby yet.
Asika, Hana hasatatumbwa nemwana.
There's no baby yet. But her attitude has changed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship in one accord. Every praise is to our God. Oh, she starts to shout all over that platform.
I'll
tell you a little story. There was a little black boy in Atlanta, Georgia. He's about 10 years old. And he got kidnapped. His name was Willie.
And Willie.
Little Willie.
And
this story was in the national news. He got kidnapped. And they took the kid and they was going to get some ransom money.
So this fella
threw him in the van. And he kept him for many hours. Trying to get some ransom money.
So
he was with him about 12 hours, I guess, something like that.
And
the kidnapper said to him, "Now, boy, I don't want you talking. I want you to shut your mouth. I don't want you to scream. Don't scream for your mommy. You shut your mouth. Don't you say anything." So about an hour later, the little boy starts singing. And you know what he's saying? "Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship is one of our God." He kept singing. And singing. Because he wasn't allowed to talk. So he sang. And he sang for 11 hours. Until the kidnapper said, I am sick of this little boy. I am tired of you. And you're singing. And he took the little boy back to his parents' house. And dropped him off to his parents. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's in the Bible. Paul and Silas. In jail. "Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship." And all the chains became loose. All the chains fell off. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Had the little boy on the news. He took an interview with the little boy, Willie. Hey, little Willie. He said, "What'd you do? How'd you get out of that?" He told me not to say anything. I didn't know what else to do. He told me not to talk. But he didn't tell me not to sing. You know, Brother Branham, if you watch the healing lines, I don't know if you noticed, but many times when he prayed for people and brought them through, he would look at him and say, "Now, go on your way, happy, rejoicing." And now we learn something there. That the prophet is trying to teach us. See, we think we can't be happy until we get what we want. But God says, be happy until you see the promise come to pass. Go on your way, happy, rejoicing. And some of those people would receive their healing later. It wasn't a miracle, it was a healing. Brother Bram says, now, here's what you do now. Don't let the devil talk to you. Don't get depressed. Go on your way. Go on your way. Happy. Rejoicing. You see, saints of God, there was a change in Hannah's attitude. Growing up in this message, I see a lot of attitudes in the message. I see a lot of pride in the message. I've seen pride within me. I'm saying the wrong attitude in me. But see, God, He can't use that to finish His work. There needs to be a little change in our lives. And that's what I'm praying for this morning. Now I have one little quote there. They're going to bring up the quote from Humble Thyself. And notice this quote is from Humble Thyself. The message. Brother Bram says, now it's my time for consecration to God. God's time to speak to me. Now notice this is after the seals. After this great work of God, the Lamb breaks the seals. How many believe the Lamb broke the seals? In 1963. When the Lamb took that book, Brother Branham said it was the most sublime thing in the scripture.
Brother Branham vanoti indochin chakanakisisa chakamboitika mumagwaro.
What an event.
Say.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
And yet, just after the seals, he's preaching a little service, Humble Thyself. And he says, it's my time for consecration to God. I must just have a little change in my own life. Not as I think that I'm wicked, but I want to feel a little more closer to people.
Amen.
I want you to notice now a greater depth of humility in the prophet. Now, I believe Brother Branham was one of the humblest men I know.
I believe
he was humble before this. For God to do everything that He did through him, He had to have humility. But even with all that, he's asking for a little change in his own life. That's a greater humility. That's a deeper humility. I don't believe he has to say that. But he's saying it out of the desire of his heart. Because now that the third pole is open, the word is open to the people. The seals are off the book. This word is going to come to pass. There's going to be a bride. And this word is going to come into her. And the third pole will be manifest in her. Not just Brother Branham, but in the bride. Is that okay with everybody? And yet at that very point, Brother Ram says, I need a greater consecration to God.
I need
a little change in my own life. Let's see what it is. I think I'm wicked, but I want to feel a little bit closer to the people. The people that I've tried to tell this gospel truth to, and they turn their back on it and walk away and laugh at it. Now, to me, that seems like an insult. I don't care to me, but to the things that I've been saying. It's the truth trying to help them. Like shoving out a boat and say, here it is, cross over. Here, get out of the swelling stream, you're going to die. You're going to perish there. And they just laugh at you and walk away. Well, to me, it feels like if they walk away, there is nothing more I can do about it.
No,
notice that level? To me, this is the truth. If they walk away from it, that's their problem. To me, it feels like if they walk away, there's nothing more than I can do about it. I say that's how most of us feel. We have truth. How many believe we have truth? No people on planet Earth has ever held such truth as this bride in this hour. You are a blessed people this morning. On this planet Earth, there has been no greater manifestation of Jesus Christ than in this hour. And you live in this hour. You're a blessed people. But to whom much is given?
Oh, Jehovah.
Much is required. And I don't believe the much is required. I don't believe it's more head knowledge.
And if unge kuti zaka wanda kana zikuru zviri kudiwa zvinofanira kunge zvichishanda zviri zvepfungwa.
Very quiet here this morning.
Tachinyarara manje. Dzaendepi amen dziya.
I'm not afraid.
Ah, mufunge, andisi kumbotya futi, andityisi dziru.
I've seen the pride that can come from this message.
Ndakaona inini kuzvikudza kunobuda mumharidzo inei.
The people that hold all the revealed truth.
Vanhu vakabata chokwadi chese chakazarurwa.
And we're better than everybody else. And we're better than the denominational people. In the flesh, you're not any better than them. Whoa, boy. It's a quiet in here this morning. Where do these attitudes come from? I'm better than everybody else.
Ukuti nini ndiri nani pane uyu uyu ari pasi ndiri pamusoro.
Why do we have that in the message?
Zvinobvepi mumharidzo?
And I can't find it in Brother Branham.
Inini handizvione muna Brother Branham.
I can't find that attitude in Brother Branham.
Muprofita uyu.
I can't find that attitude.
Handizvione muprofita achidaro.
And yet we get it in the message.
Asi mumharidzo tiri kuzviwana izvozvo.
To whom much is given,
uyo akapiwa zvizhinji,
much humility is required.
Unofanira kuzvininipisa zvakawanda.
You're not better than anybody else.
Hausi nani
except for the grace of God in your life.
Zimbori nyasha dza Jehovah.
Accept His grace.
Inyasha dza
Jehovah. Open your eyes. Open your eyes.
Zvura, shinura, zurura maziso.
This morning,
Mangwananano,
or this afternoon now,
kana maskati,
you ought to raise your hands in humility.
Unofanira kusumudza ruoko rwako
and say, thank you, Lord,
kuti Jehovha ndiro
kutenda, that you chose me
kuti makandisarudza
to receive this great word.
Kuti ndigamuchire shoko renyu guru.
And don't let me think I'm better than anybody else.
I am musanditendero kuti ndinzwe kuti
ndiri nani. Or that I got more knowledge than everybody else.
Kana kuti ndinzwa kuti ndiri pamusoro pemumwe munhu.
Or that I can dazzle somebody with my intellect.
Kwenda kuti ndinogona kudzikisira mumwe munhu nepfungwa dzangu.
We're not here to dazzle somebody's intellect.
We're
here to bring forth Jesus Christ in
our life.
Bring this word to pass. There's a lot of preachers sitting here. And I know they can preach a lot better than me. And preach the depths of the Word of God. I can be intimidated by that. I said to my wife, I'm nervous. What do I say to these men that I've looked to all of my life? You know what my wife said? Be yourself.
Hallelujah.
That's a good wife.
Mudzimai ari right here.
Man, I miss her. I'll tell
you. Oh, ndazvimba mudzimai wangu.
I didn't finish the quote.
By the way, hatinanga tapedza quote.
They just laugh at you and walk away. Well, to me, it feels like if they walk away, there's nothing more I can do about it.
Next one.
But I want to run down the bank now and persuade them.
Ah, si.
Come on back. See, I've got to have that feeling.
Because
I know there's somebody out there that hasn't come in yet. And I hasn't come in yet. And I'm going to fish until the last fish is caught. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The cry is to finish this work.
Sorry, Pastor.
The cry in our hearts is to finish this work.
Kuchema kuri kuita mwenga.
Is that on our cry?
Ripere. Kudana kuri kuita mwenga. Basa ripere.
Brother Branham standing there with the third pole opened.
Brother Branham vari kutaura ishika. Asi kudonza kwetatu kwakavhurwa.
And you know what he's asking for?
Uruza zviri kukumbira nemuprofita.
He's asking for a little change to happen in him.
Vari kukumbira kuti ngapaitike shanduko diki mumwoyo mupenyu wangu.
Brothers and sisters, we need a change in our lives. I'll try to find a place to close now.
Brother
You are receiving something this morning from the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. God, change us. God, amen. Change us this morning.
Amen.
Let's talk about one more woman.
And
I might tell you, when I studied the scriptures and studied the women of God, many times I found this little change in their own attitude
to bring
forth the promise. That mystery is in there. Let's talk about Esther.
Esther
was the last person you'd think to be chosen.
Esther,
out of all the women of the land, Esther, a Jew, came from the bottom. God brought her out. Brought her up. And she's placed as the bride of the king. God's grace. Finally, she's there in the palace.
Oyo, Esther. Ketke, wapinda mumuzinda pacha.
All was fine.
Jese shanaka kuna Esther.
She knew she was predestinated.
Esther anyato zakuti ndakatemerwa.
She knew she was favored by the king.
Anyato zakuti ini ndinofarirwa nekudiwa namambo.
Above all the women of the land, she must have felt special.
Mambo anondida kupfuura madzimai ese.
And nothing could change that. She is the queen.
Izvozvo hapana izvisandura kuti Esther ndi mambo kadzi.
But she had an enemy too. Just like Hannah had an enemy. She had an oppressor. His name was Haman.
Haman.
Haman the Agagite.
Haman mu Agagi.
How perfect is that name? That name Agagite. Agitate.
Okay, Muagagi, Mudeni, Marabatete, Anodena Vamwe.
Good job. Haman means agitate.
Amani, Zinore Amparantonto.
He's an agitator.
Amani,
he's a tormentor.
Amani, Die, Munyongoni Mutambuzi, Dambuto.
He's the accuser of the brethren. Hates the people of God. Hates the message. Hates that Esther got into this position. Especially when she finds out she's a Jew. When he finds out she's a Jew. He hates the Jews. Oh, this is wonderful. He hates the Jews more than any other group. So God takes a Jew and puts her up on the throne. Oh yeah, I like that right there. Woo, did he get mad?
Yes, you know, Amani, akaviruka nehasha.
Haman was mad before.
Amani, akamboviruka zvake mwachiro.
But now Haman is really mad.
Zvino yezvino izvi, Amani, atsvukisa maziso, maziso abuda kuti udyu nehasha. Akufemera padenga kunge dachka.
I don't know what he just said, but it was good.
Go on, brother.
Oh, glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
God's positioning this bride. God's putting this bride in a position. And she is recognizing her position. Satan is jealous.
Zino Satani anegodo akunzwa nduru.
Satan's not jealous of you.
Satani asukuta shanje wewe.
He's jealous of your position.
Ari kukuvengera nzimbo yako chigaro chako.
And you didn't give yourself that position.
Iwewe ga haufane kureketa chigaro chako icho.
God raised you up.
Mwari ndo vakakusumudza. Hallelujah.
I shouldn't have got into Esther because now I can't stop.
Amen.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
No wonder the devil is increasing his efforts. Just like Sambalit and Tobias, they increase their efforts. At the finishing work, at the finishing of redemption, Satan becomes more angry. 200,000 demons.
200 million ma demon
trained against the bride.
Akadzidziswa kukuvadza mwenga.
Esther came under pressure more from Haman when she came into her position.
Esther akanyanya kushungurudzwa zvakasimba na Hamani paakanga agara pachigaro chake.
So Haman says, I'm going to write the law and get the king's signature. I'm going to rewrite the law. And we're
going to
kill these
Jews.
And all of Esther's people, under a written order from Satan, her people is going to be destroyed. This earth is going to be destroyed. But God has his plan of redemption.
Asimwari vakaronga zano rekudzikinura.
Mordecai starts to fast and pray.
Mordecai ndokutanga kutsanya nekunamata.
Says Esther.
Zvikanzi Esther.
What should we do?
Toita say. Rudzi rwakupara.
She says, I can't do anything.
Zvikanzi na Esther hapana chandokwanisa kuita inini.
She was nervous.
Esther anga kutodederawo.
Remember, she's a young girl.
Rangarirai Esther hasi mukadzi mukuraiwa. Kamusikana kadiki.
She's afraid in her flesh. She's afraid of her enemy. And she doesn't want to bother the king. But she prays all night. And there was a little change.
Hallelujah. Amen.
She could have stayed right there in the palace.
Esther anga dayakanyatsogara zvakakatambarara achipfodora hope ari muzinda.
Predestinated.
Achinyatsonzwa ndakatemerwa.
Favored by the king.
Futi ndinodiwa namambo ini.
In her position.
Ari munzvimbo yake zvake.
Enjoying her position.
Achinyatsoropafadzwa nekuva mambokadzi.
But something happens in her heart.
And
she's not thinking of herself anymore. She comes to a deeper level of humility. God, take all my selfishness away. I'm afraid, Lord, but take all of my nervousness away. Take it all away, Lord. Give me humility. And give me boldness. She comes in. And she makes the decision to position herself. Just so she can be seen by the king.
Amen. Akanyato taga nzimbo. Inonyato onekera ekuti mambo. Vaikurumidza kumuona.
All these actions are for someone else. See, you have a position in Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Iwewe une nzimbo muna Jesu Christ.
But what will you do with your position?
Saka uchaita sei nenzimbo yako?
Looks around there, and the king recognizes her.
Ah, mambo nvakanda zison vaona kuti ah Esther uyaria po mambo katuzi.
And he calls Esther, come before me.
Shikanzi Esther, we are Esther.
He says, what does my bride need?
Shikanzi naimwe ngawangu. Unoda chi ndikuitire chi?
Up to the half of my kingdom.
Urikuda here kuti ndi ganure chikamu nyika yangu nepakati ndikupe zvako.
He holds out the scepter to her.
Aba And
this is a powerful thing for a king to do.
The most
powerful thing.
He
says, touch the top of my scepter.
You know what
that means?
All
the power of the king comes in her.
Rabari.
Oh my.
Amen.
Because she had a little change.
Nekuti Esther ava neshanduko.
She, in her nervousness, she says, my Lord, I would ask you and Haman to come to my house for a dinner.
Achidedera kuti tenzi wangu ndokumbira hangu kuti imi na Hamani muye kumba kwangu ndikubikirei ndikuitire mutambo.
And the king says, all right, we will come.
Chanda zvakanaka tinouya.
Notice this action. And I'm getting ready to close. Don't worry. Please forgive me for taking so much time. A brother told me yesterday, you don't have any clocks in Africa.
Muno mu Africa, atina watch.
That's what he said.
Asakati.
It's us Americans that have clocks.
Ma America, do vane watch. Vano ku America do vane watch. Asi.
So, notice this action now. She invites her king.
America vane watch asava nanguva estaka ba koka mambo.
And she invites her enemy.
Aka koka mambo. She's
going to get them together.
That's
what she does. She had to overcome all of her nervousness. She's rising to a place of boldness, but humility. And she invites her king and her enemy to her house.
You know,
when you come to church,
praise God. You
should do the same thing. Get your problems in the presence of the king. Bring your enemy in the presence of the king.
She
comes together and serves them a dinner.
Esther anoya achipakurira Hamani chikafu mambo chikafu.
But it shows her humanness that she's afraid to say it.
Asi ari kutya kuzvitaura.
The human side is there.
Unhu hwemunhu huripo.
We might as well admit it. The human side is here.
Unhu hwedu sevanhu huripo.
So that's what do you want? She said, can you come back to dinner tomorrow night? Come back to dinner. Esther.
Esther.
The next night. Does it again. She invites her enemy right in the presence of the king. What is she going to do? She's going to expose her enemy in the presence of the king.
Akuzofumura muvengi wake pamberi pamambo. Hallelujah.
Oh, blessed be the name
Hallelujah.
Of the Lord.
Praise God.
That's what we got to do. The king can take care of him. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Oh, don't let the devil hide in your life. Don't let him hide your problems. Don't hide those spirits. Expose them in the presence of the king. Be honest with God. If you brought problems to this building, if you brought a spirit that's bothering you to this building, you brought it to the right place. Because we're in the presence of the king. Say, Lord,
what do you say?
This is what it is. This is what he's doing. Lord, help me. Expose this devil. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Something bothering you this morning? Something tormenting you? You've been many years under depression?
Depression.
I'm going to encourage you in the name of the Lord. Call it what it is in front of this king. Expose him. How many want deliverance this morning? Deliverance from your tormentor. Deliverance from your depression. You don't think people in the message are fighting depression? I'm a pastor. I know that devil tries to come on believers. More than I've ever seen it. We have something greater. The king is in the house.
Mambo ari mumba medu. Mambo ari pano.
This morning, if the tormentor is tormenting you,
mangwanani anu kana mutambudza ari kukushungurutsa.
You are the Esther.
Ndiwe Esther kaiwe.
You are the Hannah. You're a believer this morning. You're the bride of the king. So you be honest. You hold that thing before God.
You a brother, sister. Put up a chain as a driver. Take it. We are not chin. Chapo ne damu tukora kumbiri pamwari.
Oh God. Don't have pride. To pretend it's not there. And nobody else knows. I'm in the message. I'm not supposed to be this way. That's pride. Die to your pride. Say, God, bring a little change in my life.
I humble
myself.
I've
got this problem.
But I'm
bringing it before the king today.
Oh, praise the
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, blessed be his name. Let's worship the Lord this morning. Let's give him praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's pray together. Let's lift our voices to our King this morning. And how many raise your hand and say, I need a little change in my life? I've got the message. I love the message. I am a believer. But I want to see this promise come to pass. Lord, bring that little change in my life. Give me more love, Lord. Give me more of your humility, Lord. Heavenly Father.
Oh, hallelujah.
I believe your spirit is here this morning. Lord, you're moving in this place today. Come, Lord Jesus. Move upon these hearts, Lord. Move us to a greater depth of humility. Put more love within our heart, Lord. Burn all the selfishness out, Lord. It's not about me. Take me out of the picture, Lord. Let me live for others. Eternal life is living for others. God, forgive me. I want to be a vessel filled with your glory. A powerhouse.
A
tabernacle, a living tabernacle.
Tabernacle.
That the reality of the Christ of this message will flow through my life. Flow through these lives, Lord. We didn't come here just to hear singing. But we came here to be affected by your presence, Lord. Thank you for the message. Thank you that you brought us in, Lord. But we cry like that Hannah. Bring forth your word in our lives, Lord. Finish your promise, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
I need thee. Oh, I need thee.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Oh, bless
me now,
my Savior.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He's in the building today.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
I need
thee.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. I need
thee. Oh, my Savior. Come to thee.
Jesus, that's the prayer of our hearts. I need thee. We can't make another step on our own without you. This is why we sing and say, I need thee. Even Hannah needed you to change her mind so that there might be a little change in her. She will no longer continue blaming somebody else for her situation. But Lord, you are waiting for that change. Help us, Father. Even Esther too. All of them believers. All the ladies in the Bible. We've been shown this morning. They needed a change. And this afternoon, we also need a change, because you know the capstone has to come upon the church and finish it up until all the Tobias will never have any room at all in the building of your house. Help us, Father. We want to look only upon to you. May you come this afternoon. Change our minds, the way we look at things. May you bring in brotherly kindness in the hearts of your children. Father, until it's only you that we see, because charity has got to sit on brotherly kindness. Oh God, this is our prayer this afternoon. Look at the children round this hall, everywhere, raising hands, Lord, and with a desire for a change. We can never change until you come, Father, to convince us that our way of living is not right. We need somebody that has got to convince us so that you can live right before you. Lord Jesus, we pray. Look at all the churches represented here. Look at the pastors represented here. Father, we all know this is time to go home. But how can we go until these houses are filled up? They must be finished up. Lord Jesus, situations around us are telling us it's homegoing time. Israel is aware that they must receive their Messiah. They got to rebuild their temple. But we cannot worship same time. This gentle bride must go before Moses and Elijah. The seventh trumpet has got to visit them to call the 144,000 Jews. Father, I want to pray, open our eyes. We don't want to be affected by the 2 million demons that's been unleashed on the church, to give them attitudes, to give them some behavior that's not right. But Lord, I pray, give us a change. Just a little change, Father, we need in our lives. We want to be closer to you. Thank you for the message. And thank you for the preacher that you used this morning to bring the word and conviction to your people this afternoon. We give thee thanks. Father, we give thee all the honor and glory. It belongs to you. In the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Before we close the service,